We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, campers. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations. Soggy Monday alohas to you. As Mike Bloomberg might say, could I ask you to do a little something for me this afternoon? Just listen to the show, and, if anybody asks you what you're listening to, just tell them it's the Bobby Mack Show on 106.3 WORD. With yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South, as we prove on a regular basis, the president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Here's how you join me. Be a part of the conversation this afternoon in the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted and, as a result, most heavily congested Bobby Mack Show. And watch out for the hydroplaning today. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063.com. Lead off batter here in the Follies is Greg, who is in Piedmont. Greg, thanks for patiently waiting. Good to have you here.
Yes, sir. It's good to be back. I hadn't listened in a while, but I had to get back and get some more truth about this coming up election.
Well, I appreciate that, and you have come to the right place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just got a, I don't know if I guess you'd call it a novice question to many.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I've often wondered, with these guys paying their own way for their own campaigns, how much money do they get back that they give in? Evidently, they get it from tax write-offs, I'm guessing. But do you have any idea how much of that they get back?
It depends on the individual. I would put it to you this way. Harry S. Truman, the S stood for nothing, by the way, is a Democrat president of the late 40s, the early 50s. Harry S. Truman was famous for saying, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. and he was... He was pretty straightforward and honest in that regard. In terms of getting it back, I'm sure, when you think about it, Greg, you recognize it's not necessarily the money you get back. It's the power that you have and the control that you have, the satisfaction of the narcissism that all of these candidates obviously have. In the case of somebody like creepy Uncle Joe Biden, who, by the way, will be here in the upstate later this week, he has managed to turn his influence peddling into a cottage industry. Bill and Hillary Clinton probably have retired the trophy for that with their Clinton Crime Family Foundation raising money for all kinds of worthwhile causes and spending very little of it. So it's the power and the influence that you have that can contribute to your personal wealth You know, it's amazing how many of these people are millionaires. Nancy Pelosi is a millionaire. Many of them are. And they've done it, you know, on salaries that are less than $200,000 a year. In some cases, substantially less.
Yeah. So they're going to get, they wouldn't do this if they were going to lose money. I know that they're going to get gigs for this afterwards, but.
Correct.
They're not going to lose a substantial amount, because I know that I listed these commercials and they're millions of dollars and stuff, but they're getting a good chunk of that back, right?
And even after they're done, Greg, there are all kinds of ways to maximize the influence that they still may have, even though they're out of office, writing books, as Barry and Michelle Obama have done, speechifying, as Bill Clinton and Hillary have done. Bill Clinton got $500,000 for like a 20-minute speech in Russia. The list goes on and on of the ways they can make money, including lobbying their friends in Congress to get certain specific pieces of legislation passed for which they are substantially reimbursed.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it, and you have a good one.
My pleasure. Thank you, Greg. I wasn't too long-winded in the answer. Roy is along. He is in Taylor's. Hello, Roy, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thanks, Bobby, for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The one thing that I wanted to comment on is what the DNC plans to do about Sanders.
Right.
You know, it seems to me that they are not going to give him the nomination, regardless of what the voters say. But the most that they could probably do for him to make him smile a little bit, not from gas pains, but that would be from offering the VP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You know those last second deals that goes on in the DNC.
Yes.
And you know, the DNC kind of reminds me of the agony of defeat. And that poor gentleman who was a ski jumper decided to do cartwheels on the side.
Right. In the famous old opening to Wide World of Sports that Jim McKay narrated. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, what this is just crooked politics no matter what.
Sure.
Biden, we know he's a crooked politician. He's even admitted to what they tried to do to President Trump. Now, when they say Bernie Sanders grabbed 5,000 people, he didn't use the same hall the day before, did he? That President Trump filled up with 20,000 some odd people?
No, that comparison was two different facilities. But the point they were trying to make is that the response when President Trump comes and does a rally far outweighs anything the Democrats. In fact, you'd have to add up the crowds that the half a dozen or so are still in the field, what they get to even try and come anywhere near what President Trump does.
Now, not casting aspersions, but I guess maybe I'm going to.
Okay.
Buttigieg.
Yes.
When it comes to South Carolina, I didn't see him doing anything but gathering the gay vote. Okay, fine. You know, I don't care. But as far as South Carolina is concerned, they do not have a viable candidate that they can count on as far as the Democratic Party.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think what a good deal is all our Republican brothers and sisters get out there and vote for one of the others, whether it be Stiers or not Buttigieg, but Biden or anything else like that, and come right back around. That's
right.
The neat thing about what our state can do.
Yes, exactly. Try and keep one of the lagging candidates in the field to continue to put a drain on crazy commie Bernie and his campaign.
Oh yeah, but he's got no hope in a democratic society. Although the Democrats are doing their very best as far as wasting time, energy. And I can't believe that AOC still hasn't paid her dues, and she's not going to be reelected. We got another individual in there, still a Democrat, but her chances are long gone.
Or they may just the only one that's gonna... they may just after the census is complete, they may just gerrymander her district out of existence, making it putting her in a position of having no seat to run for and having to run in another district.
But what about Omar? I mean, these are people that I think are going to start to really do some campaigning in the next, after President Trump is out of office.
Yes. Yeah. Correct. As the other members of the squad are concerned, I think we'll have to pick them off one by one as we go.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Bob.
My pleasure. Thank you, Nate. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here, sir. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, hey, Bob, you seem much taller in person. Semper Fi. Thank you. Oorah. Gung ho. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Work, 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 work.
That's it. You nailed it again, Governor LePetitmaine. That's what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. And like the post office, neither rain nor sleet, nor this creeping crud that is going around, the upper respiratory tract infection or whatever the heck it is that will not leave me alone, shall deter us from our appointed rounds. 22 after 5. Back to the phones we go. Let's head to Boiling Springs next and bring in Nate here on the Monday edition. Hi, Nate, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for having me. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm a longtime listener of the this station. Many programs I enjoy. Today I was a first-time caller into the Tara Show. She was talking about from her point of view of Operation Chaos, and she wasn't sure about us conservatives mobilizing to go out to vote for Bernie Sanders. So I called in with my thoughts on that.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. And here's why.
Okay.
The caller before, he was pretty adamant about saying, you know, the DNC is doing what they can to hose Bernie for the second time, that he's not going to be their nominee. Well, if that's the case, wouldn't we want him to win another primary? And the fact of the matter is, if he does, his voters, think about just 20% of the vote. Say 15% are like, you know what, we're not going to mobilize to vote for the blue ticket candidate because the second time in a row, this party has hosed our guy.
Right.
Has denied him the nomination. And from what I understand, there's some of the voters that actually went out to vote for Trump in 2016. I can't see them getting behind a Mike Bloomberg or a Buttigieg. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to dig Hillary up from the grave to put her in. I've talked to several guys about that. I wanted to ask you your thoughts on, do you see an opening for them to try to prop her up again? Because, I mean, if you just look at this field of candidates.
I know it. Yeah.
I mean, it is so weak.
That's a great question, Nate. And you are heading into my zip code here, because if you do a little inside baseball on what the DNC has been up to so far, there's some telling moves that they have made. For instance, a number of the convention committees that are very important committees are controlled by people who are supporters of Felonious Von Pantsuit, okay?
Okay.
Which leads you to believe that if, even if Bernie does well in South Carolina, and bear this in mind, if you win a state, you don't get all the votes from that state. You only get a percentage of them because the Democrats
Correct.
This time around are doing it proportionately, right? So even if Bernie does very well in South Carolina, then he does very well on Super Tuesday. Let's say he even wins on Super Tuesday. Is he still at the slightly more than 1,900 he needs to get a first ballot nomination? And that's kind of up in the air. So if he doesn't, then he gets to Milwaukee, the site of their convention, and he doesn't have enough electors to win on the first ballot, which means it goes to the second ballot, which then means, a la 2016, these superdelegates come in, and again, it looks like they're going to be controlled by Hillary. And the DNC, the people that run that party who are part of the swamp and want to keep the money train running, Bernie is the last guy they want heading up the ticket. I mean, you've even got people on BSNBC saying, look, we can't have this guy at the head of the party. So then they're left with, as you correctly described, this weak remaining field, Biden, Mayor Pete, the rest of them. So,
yeah,
so what happens at that point in on a second or maybe even third ballot comes riding in on a white charger, Hillary Rodham Clinton with her campaign slogan, I beat him once and I can beat him again.
I don't see any other path than that. And okay, so twofold here. Another reason why I told Tara why I think that we should vote for Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina was supposed to be Joe, Creepy Joe, Uncle Quid Pro Joe's firewall.
Correct.
Right?
Although
this firewall.
He denied it. On February 2nd, he did a network TV interview where he said that South Carolina was his firewall. And then over the weekend, he denied ever having said that. So,
Walk it back.
Right
on.
Well, yep.
So I was thinking this could be a great nail in his coffin. Let's get him out of here. I'm just tired of watching him be, you know, sniff people, and I just don't like seeing that on my news feed each day. The other thing I was thinking about is just the optics, okay? So
mm-hmm.
a lot of his voters are not the smartest people in the world, and I'm just going to go ahead and say that because, for one, if you're wanting to, rather than live on your own 2 feet and live on your knees with your hands out to Big Daddy government,
right.
you don't really think for yourself. So you got a guy, as crazy as he is, he actually is running on issues. I'm going to give you free health care. I'm going to give you Medicare free health care. I'm going to get we're going to get rid of the college debt, free college. And I saw something on my news feed. I haven't fact checked today. I saw him proposing free child care. I don't know if that's true. That's why I'm not even bringing
sure.
it up. I haven't helped
Bernie's free everything. You know,
right?
So
he has issues. He just doesn't know how to pay for them. The optics of him winning the primary in South Carolina to his voters is okay. He's won Iowa. He's won New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
He won Nevada. Now
right.
South Carolina. Now he's won all this. And if the DNC screws him again, that pisses the voters off. That's why I think it's great for him to, at least for the optics to his voters, allow him to win another primary.
Yeah.
They don't understand how this whole thing works.
Well, there's something to be said for that. And if that works out the way we are speculating it might, one of two things happen. Either Bernie says, I was robbed, the nomination was stolen from me again, and so he decides to run a third-party campaign, which would be wonderful for the for Donald Trump. Or Hillary buys him another house, as she did last time, and he goes quietly away, and it turns out he was really all about the money anyway.
What Bernie's going to do, Bobby. Exactly what he's going to do.
And if that's the case, then what do the crazy Bernie supporters do? They're not going to vote for Hillary. they're gonna do an Operation Chaos of their own and cross over and vote for Donald Trump out of spite.
Yeah, 450 electoral votes, here we come. Let's go landslide, baby.
I hear you. Thank you, Nate. I appreciate the call and the idea, because I've been thinking in that direction myself. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. On the other side, today's edition of Amazing True Facts.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:38 here on the Bobby Mack Show. By the way, if you're planning voting absentee in Saturday's Democrat presidential primary, State Election Commission wants voters to be aware that time is getting short here. If you still need to vote absentee, go to your county voter registration and elections office, complete an application, and then vote absentee in person. In-person absentee voting will end at 5 o'clock on Friday. If you have a mail-in absentee ballot, get it back as soon as possible. Bear in mind the transit times with the Postal Service. All right. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Michael. He is in Greer. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, I've got a couple of questions about this crazy delegate system the Democrats are doing.
Okay.
First of all, say, for example, Klobuchar. She's a good example for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because she did so well in New Hampshire, she got a few token delegates.
Right.
If tomorrow, or actually right after Saturday, when she realizes there is no path forward.
Right.
She gets in front of the cameras and says, you know, I thought Buttigieg was calling me stupid the other day. Turns out I thought I could be president, so I am stupid.
Right. I've proven him correct.
And the fact that he could figure it out means I'm endorsing him for president.
That's right. He was smart enough to figure out that I'm stupid, so therefore I'm throwing my delegates to him.
Which means technically she could throw them to me because I think she's a moron.
Well, how about this? How about conversely, just for the sake of argument, she remains in the race through Super Tuesday, accumulating a meager handful of more delegates along the way, but placing her in more of a kingmaker position down the road, because then she has more delegates to be able to toss to whomever.
Well, that's my question. Can she give her delegates to whoever she wants? Or are they free to go wherever they want? Or do they have to go with who they vote they picked originally?
They do on the first ballot. They are required to cast their delegate votes on that percentage-wise basis, however many she has, on the first ballot. After that, it's Katie bar the door. So before the first ballot, can't do much of anything. But once the first ballot is completed and nobody has gotten the nomination, then you are in more of a position as a power player. And you can just say, I'm releasing my delegates, or the other candidate could say, I'm releasing my delegates with instructions to them that I believe they should go to blank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the next question would then be, since the DNC is a private organization anyway,
right?
They're not really obligated to follow any of this crap.
Nor are they obligated to follow their own rules because, of course, they can make up new rules as they go along.
So if Tom Perez at the convention gets up there and says, you know, I know crazy Bernie won it, And he'd actually say crazy Bernie.
Yeah, he probably would, yeah.
He goes, we're going to go slightly less crazy because we aren't, and we're going to go with Biden, and you guys can get over it. He has the ability to do that, right?
Well, he would have to have all of the delegates. It would have to be a coup the size of what the Democrats attempted to pull against President Trump, because he would have to get enough delegates, the over 1,900, whatever it is, to all go along with him. But when you bear in mind people like John Podesta and Barney Frank, just to name two, are controlling two of the big committees at the convention. You see where I'm going with this.
Good old Bonnie Flank.
Yes.
Now, last question, and this one, you remember in school when you said, why would I ever need this kind of advanced algebra in real life?
Precisely.
Here's the reason. On Super Tuesday, after it's over, a total of 18 states will have voted out of 50.
Right.
Realistically, since Bloomberg has zero delegates so far.
Right.
How many states on Super Tuesday does he actually have to win to still have any path at all?
That's a good question. And because any number I would give you, I'd just be pulling out of a hat, Mike.
Okay. Yeah, I could see him dropping out pretty quickly after Super Tuesday if it's not the miracle he's hoping it is.
Or running a third-party candidacy himself.
We can hope.
Because because he is self-funded. Has he got enough money to do it? Are you kidding?
Yeah, he has money to make up for the height.
Well,
he could just stand on stacks of money, and that could be his new podium.
Yeah, he might be a little short-sighted in doing that, but, you know, it's his decision to make. And he has...
He isn't bothered by spending insane amounts of money.
No, he's not. He has a little to lose.
Trump's campaign against him should be, I won with less money than Bloomberg lost.
That would be a good... We had some suggested campaign slogans for Mini Mike earlier in the program, but we'll add that one to the list. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate the call. Yeah, this is going to be a fascinating process to watch. You know, and they compare it. They compare what Bernie's doing with the enthusiasm and all that to what Trump did. But Trump eviscerated the field. He had 16 people in the field when it started out, and he eviscerated them all. Bernie has been unable to do that, and as long as these pilot fish continue to hang on, it's going to be more and more difficult for him to get to the magic number of 1,900, whatever. In on the text line, 71307, Bobby, in the immortal words of Sheriff Buford T. Justice, you sound taller on the radio. I am, in fact, taller on the radio. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. ATF is on the way next. I'm joined by the Bobettes for today's edition of Amazing True Facts. In on the text line, Bobby, I saw a car with a Biden sticker on it and one that said, make America kind again. How does that mesh with calling a woman a lying dog-faced pony soldier? Still a great name for a band, don't you think? The lying dog-faced pony soldiers? It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. All right, here we go. Time for the Monday edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Facts.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Gary Goodvoice. And as always, I am joined by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Hi.
And the lady we just heard from, little Annie, back in the news center.
What's up?
Here we go with today's ATF. 91% of senior managers in a recent survey say they didn't ask junior managers. They went right to the top. Senior managers in a recent survey agree that most companies have loosened their roles, their rules in the workplace over the last decade. With that in mind, here are the top five things that weren't acceptable 10 years ago, but are now. Number one, visible tattoos. Mm-hmm. That would be Miss Moneypenny. Little Annie, you have a visible tattoo as well, do you not?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay. 35% agreed they used to be unacceptable, but aren't anymore. Yeah, it's good to go. Number two, casual clothing. That would also be Moneypenny.
That would be all three of us. Don't point the finger at me. Come on.
But I look like I came from the golf course.
Yeah.
No. I look like I come from the hospital.
You do.
Bob looks like he came from Yale.
Yeah.
Preppy. Yep. He's a preppy.
He's a prep.
The number color popped and everything.
Number three, weird hair colors. That would be none of us.
Nope.
We're going all natural, as it were.
Yeah.
Number four, non-traditional piercings, like nose rings.
No.
I don't have mine anymore. Don't look at me.
No.
I had one.
Nobody's casting any aspersions. Number five, using casual language and emojis in work emails.
Guilty.
Well, you do send us a lot of smiley faces.
I do. I do. And that's now acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, here are the top things that are still unacceptable.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You ready for these?
Let's see how many we fail.
Number one on the list, swearing at work.
Oh, hell no.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Can't do that. And little Bobby, unfortunately, you come from a family of Marines.
Guilty.
Yeah. Guilty as charged, Your Honor. Number two, and this has got to change, bringing your pet to work is not acceptable. Except, I guess, on Bring Your Pet to Work Day. But I'd be perfectly happy if all of us brought our pets to work.
I guess it depends on what kind of pet. You wouldn't want me to bring my snake.
No.
Nah, snake is still unacceptable.
It's not a pet.
Number three, anybody that you ladies know that would be in violation of number three, political decor on your desk?
I don't have a desk. I'm innocent.
I got a flag.
I got...
Uh-oh. Bob's got a lot of
more stuff than I can count.
A lot of stuff.
Including the signed picture to me from Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
Number four, watching political videos in the office. Well,
guilty.
That's part of our work.
Yep.
Yeah. And number five, listening to music without headphones.
Oh, Ed Jensen, bless.
Yeah. Ed used to do that all the time, didn't he? There are the results from that survey. Second on our ATF list today, it's time to stop listening to your brain and start trusting a body part that's much lower on your body, your gut.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. No, I wasn't going there. What did you think I was referring to? No, never mind.
No.
A new study out of jolly old England. Found we're better off trusting our first instinct. Act first, ask questions later. Because when we second-guess ourselves, we wind up making worse decisions. The researchers say it's because second-guessing leads to over-analyzing. That would be outthinking yourself, right? And that just confuses the brain and stops us from thinking clearly.
I'm sure none of us overthink anything, right?
Certainly not. And finally, the National Hockey League's Carolina Hurricanes needed an emergency goalie on Saturday. They had two goalies on the team. Both were hurt. So they brought in...
Bob McLean.
No. Somebody who was more handy. The Zamboni driver at the arena. David Ayers.
Wow.
Yeah. He's the maintenance man and Zamboni driver at the arena. He was handed a jersey, thrown into action in the second period. He gave up two goals right away, but then made eight straight saves to help the Canes win the game 6-3.
Awesome.
He became the first emergency goalie to be credited with a win in NHL history.
Wow.
Played more than 28 minutes, which is also a record for an emergency goalie. He said, and I quote, "It was awesome. I had the time of my life. I was in the media room by myself, and a guy comes in and says, 'Hey, get in there.' Then I walked down the tunnel. It was wild. The guys told me, 'Hey, have fun with it. Don't worry about how many goals go in. Just enjoy it. This is your moment.'" He was paid $500 for his effort and will get to keep his game jersey, but he has not been signed for the team. It's back to the Zamboni. But he has that moment forever.
Very cool.
Yeah. There you go. There's an ATF for today. Hour number hour number three is done. Follies is out of the way. Fourth hour, bonus hour, still to come.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.